Since the beginning of the outbreak of COVID-19 in January 2020, people around the world are being infected by the coronavirus. The number of infections soared drastically, especially in countries like China, Italy, Spain, and the United States. As of now, the United States has the highest number of confirmed cases globally, topping China, Spain, and Italy. With the rapid infection of COVID-19, the total number of cases around the world has now surpassed 1 million. According to Johns Hopkins University, a total of 1,097,909 people were infected by the coronavirus, and a total of 59,131 people were killed worldwide as of 8 a.m. on 4 April. The number of death cases that were reported had doubled since 27 March. Although the outbreak of this pandemic began in China, with the current 276,995 cases in the United States, 119,827 cases in Italy, 119,199 cases in Spain, and 91,159 cases in Germany, each of these countries has already exceeded the total cases in China, which was reported to be 82,511. Various countries have implemented lockdown and movement restrictions, including Italy, Spain, France, Turkey, Malaysia, the United Kingdom, and Singapore, which had just been announced yesterday, 3 April, by Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. With the enforced lockdown to attempt to contain the coronavirus, this measure seems to be working in Italy and Spain. The number of reported cases in Italy was increasing at a daily rate of 15%, but it has finally slowed down to less than 5% in the past couple of days. In the past 24 hours alone, only 18 new patients were admitted into the intensive care unit (ICU) in the country, according to the New Straits Times. While in Spain, the daily growth rate of the infected cases was 15-20% last week, but it has finally slowed down to 8% at the moment. Despite the exponential growth of reported COVID-19 cases across the globe, there are signs of slowing down thanks to strict precautionary measures and containments. The movement control order in Malaysia had been implemented for more than 2 weeks now, and there are people who still fail to understand the intention behind it. Seeing how the MCO may be extended, again, depending on the decision of the Ministry of Health, we should comply with the order to support Malaysia's effort in containing the spread of COVID-19. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read, PDRM officer who caned and stopped teens from going home for violating MCO will face consequences. You have reached the end of this story.